Chapter 4, Power of Choice. Wapiri was very excited.
Uncle, I also want to be a warrior wolf. What must I do?
Walumi laughed. There's no recipe to becoming a warrior wolf. It's not like baking a cake. But when I think of little Vitsi and of the other warriors I know, there's one thing I've noticed within all of them. They all understand the power of choice. Wapiri looked confused.
The power of choice?
Walumi answered in a serious voice. The power of choice means that every choice you make has the power to change your life forever. You see, Wapiri, when you are very young, our parents make almost all our choices for us. As we grow older, year by year, we start making more of those choices for ourselves. For example, Wapiri, you are a cub, but you are no longer a baby. When you were a baby, your mother and father decided what you would eat, when you would eat, what you should wear, even when you had to go to sleep. But now you choose many of those things for yourself. I know you make your own choices about what you want to eat. I've heard from your parents how you are always sneaking into the kitchen looking for sweet treats. Wapiri giggled. It was true. She did like sweet things. And although she would almost always ask first if she could have a treat, her adventurous side had caused her to open a few cupboards late at night looking for a snack, which inevitably landed her in trouble with her mom. Walumi smiled and continued. But you must understand and always remember that whatever you choose, even the smallest of choices, can have a big impact on your life.
Really, Uncle? Can even the smallest of choices make such a big impact? Asked Wapiri.
Yes, even the smallest of choices, said Walumi. Let me tell you about Fudu Pudu and the power of choice.
Fudu and Pudu. There once were two tortoises, Fudu and Pudu. They were twins. They were friendly tortoises and both had big brown shells and scaly skin. Wherever they went, well, they went there slowly. One morning, Fudu decided he wanted to go out to collect some berries, so he asked his brother Pudu to join him. They walked out slowly, but when they arrived at the gate, Fudu felt that it was a bit cold and he wanted to go back to put on a scarf. He told Pudu to keep going, as he would meet him further down the road. Fudu walked back to the house. He unlocked the door. He walked to his room and looked for a scarf in the closet. First he tried the green one, but he did not like it. Then he put on a red scarf, which he did like. He walked back out, stopped to lock the door. Then Fudu started walking along the footpath towards Pudu. It took Fudu only a few minutes to get the scarf and walk back to the gate. But it was a few minutes more than he would have taken had he not gone to get the scarf. And in those few minutes, after Pudu had already passed the gate, a small hawk had come to sit on a branch right above it. There were a lot of leafy trees and shrubs, so the hawk would never have seen Fudu walking by on the footpath, but the bright red scarf around Fudu's neck drew his attention. When the hawk saw Fudu, he thought that the tortoise would make a tasty meal. So he jumped up and flew down to snatch Fudu. Fudu was completely unaware of the hawk coming from above, but fortunately Pudu had turned around and saw the hawk as it was swooping down on his brother. In a fearful voice, Pudu shouted, "Watch out, Fudu! There's a hawk!" Fudu heard his brother's warning just in time. A split second before the hawk could grab Fudu's exposed leg, he quickly withdrew into his shell. The hawk narrowly missed him, his claw just scratching Fudu's shell, leaving a long scar. The hawk realized he would not be able to pick Fudu up if he was hiding in his shell, so the hawk decided to try his luck elsewhere and flew away. Fudu and Pudu were both very relieved. The berries they found that day tasted better than any berries they'd ever eaten.
When Walumi came to the end of the story, Wapiri gave a big sigh of relief and flashed a brilliant smile. She was glad Fudu and Pudu were safe. Walumi continued. You see, Wapiri, everything that happened was because of the small choices Fudu made. The hawk nearly ate him because of his seemingly unimportant decisions. If he did not choose to go outside and look for berries, the hawk would never have seen him. If he did not choose to go back and get a warm scarf, the hawk would never have seen him. If he did not choose the bright red scarf instead of the green one, the hawk would never have seen him. And of course, if his brother had not chosen to look back to see where Fudu was, he would not have seen the hawk and he would not have been able to warn Fudu. So you see, even the smallest little choices can make a big impact on your life. This is what the power of choice is all about. Warriors understand that each and every choice they make has the power to make a big impact on their lives. And as you get older, Wapiri, you will make more and more choices on your own, and the impact of those choices will be greater than before. But sadly, there are so many other creatures who are not warriors, who do not understand, who do not want to understand the power of choice. They prefer to be victims, and they simply wait and hope for better things to happen. They do not want to take responsibility for their lives. They would rather just complain and point fingers at problems. Wapiri, warrior wolves do not point fingers at problems. They choose to fix them. Warrior wolves do not blame other creatures. Warrior wolves know they are responsible for their own choices.